Hello
and welcome
to Bus
Back,
where you can get all the buses that you need in your life. For example, this blue MetLink bus.
Oh, hello, blue MetLink bus. I've come off the bus off the bench until a new bus arrives.
Yeah, I feel like
haven't
at this point,
new buses arrived. Like it's almost been a year.
I feel like that ship has sailed. These are just the buses now. Because that's the Auckland one, right? That one came from Auckland?
Yeah,
fuck it. I tried to untangle this and it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah, that's like twisted around a power cable now.
Yeah, it was twisted around before, so I must have gone the wrong way. There we are, I got it.
Stephen, on the subject of cables.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just trying to be like a like national... what's the thing? That like...
I have no idea what you're fucking talking about. Stephen on the subject of cables. Oh, you know, I was just trying to be a thing.
National Geography thing? The, like, TV show where you're, like, describing animals in their natural habitat. Stephen.
Like National Geographic?
Yeah, that's the one.
Hey, what does that have to do with, like, thinking of this thing? What?
Because you're, like, untangling a cable and shit.
Wouldn't you be, like, and Stephen in his natural habitat with tangled cables or something?
Nah.
I don't know.
Do you like our privacy bar?
No. Can I say no?
You can. You were the one that suggested it.
No, I said we should block it. I didn't say we should use that fucking thing. We need a long one. Like, we should just get a long bus. Like, you know what I mean?
We could.
Don't change it. Do you remember what happened last time?
We could go like this, but like change it to. Oh, I had it.
Watch out. People can't see. Oh, you had it again and you got rid of it again. That wasn't that,
that one. All right, okay. Cool. And then you. Oh, fuck me. Right, then you right click and what do? You like don't
it's like
you wanted to not
not lock it. Maybe in properties. No, where is it? It is somewhere. I have seen it. You're talking about the thing to make it go long, right?
Yeah.
What's under scale filtering?
It's disabled.
Huh. There definitely is a way to do it. I'm pretty sure there is. Reset transform. Can you just grab from the corner and see if you can do it now?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's still scaling. Huh. All right, well, shove it there. Yeah, that's really weird.
I'm sure we've seen it before. Okay, well, we can... I'll try a little bit more.
Yes, you just talk. I'll just...
Wait, enable preview? Isn't this just like the real thing?
Right? Oh, no, I tried that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think it's still going.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, is it like our preview?
Yeah,
it,
I think it's our preview.
Oh, that's
in case your laptop's real shitty. Oh, scale to window. No, we don't want that. Yeah, I think that option's for like everything.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hope it didn't stop working for anyone. Do we have anyone in the chat today, by the way? It is 5:04 p.m. on a glorious Sunday here in Wellington. It's getting dark, isn't it? Because it gets dark, right? We're going into winter, is that right?
Yes, we are going into winter.
Yeah. So I came into work at like 1 today.
Oh, that bike's got one of those weird lights that like every once in a while it flashes real bright.
He's got. I think it's 2 lights?
Yeah. I saw that the other night when I was biking. I was like, whoa.
I've seen like some drivers complain about it. They're like, flashing lights, they're distracting. And I'm like, okay, the alternative is you kill a dude on a bike. So see, I catch number 3. Look how empty it is. That's like my life.
It's going that way though.
Well, yeah, but think about when I get into work.
Yeah, fair enough.
For me.
Right, so your good. Problems with the buses. I feel like that me changing that photo has like now cut off some of it. Like on the left side. Do you reckon?
I've got an idea.
Ideas.
Check this out. Right. But. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's not perfect, but. Yeah, look at that.
The chat window looks really fucking weird now.
I know, yeah. When we get a new laptop, we'll upgrade to like 1080p stream quality, and then we can have chat window that isn't a piece of shit. Maybe we can make it like less transparent, since now its background is like irrelevant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. It's not too bad.
Jesus.
Did that come through?
Yeah. People literally got like snot splattered on their screen through Twitch.
Oh, shit. Is that how that works?
Predictions. We haven't done predictions yet. A good reminder. Jesus, mate. Jesus.
They're coming threes.
I reckon. Well, they don't. That's a lie.
Nah, my sneezes do.
No, they don't.
You can set a clock to them.
What would the clock say? It would say your time's all shitty.
1, 2, 3, and then it'll just stop.
When's the second one coming?
It'll come.
It'll come. Well, okay, but by that logic,
and then
every
it just
sneeze
gets to three.
Every
then
sneeze comes in threes because at three it resets, and then the next one, that's one. The new one that happens 3 days later, that's number two.
You can set clocks to it though.
You could.
I never said.
Fucking, he's a king bean, isn't
creeping.
He?
He's creeping. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna say 7 today.
Oh, I was gonna say 8. So you know what? Let's do it. I'm gonna say 8.
All right, 7 and 8.
Yeah.
What about you, TPP?
Yeah, you can guess. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I'm not gonna do this. I'm just not.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I graduated from primary school, or even like preschool, like decades ago.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I've already graduated from preschool. Sorry.
You don't know the answer? Because 7 was seven was a serial rapist, okay? He found out he was living next door and he was not happy, okay? 10. Big prediction from BB House Sucks.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah. So, sorry that you're offended that 6 was afraid for his safety after realizing who he was living next to.
Now I know why I didn't hear the real answer when I was in preschool, because I was just too young.
to make up a fake one for you. It's a real good anti-joke. There's like some good
ones. It's not really an anti-joke. It's just saying something.
That's an anti-joke, though. So
you could say literally anything, and it's an anti-joke.
No. If you say 7, 8, 9, then it's not an anti-joke.
Literally anything but that.
Probably, yeah.
Do you know why...
he's a keen bean. Look at him. He's keen
Do you know
bean.
Why 6 hates 7?
Why 7 hates 6 hates 7?
Yeah.
Can't say I know why 7 hates 6 hates 7.
It's because 7 crossed the road before 6 did.
It's not really an anti-joke.
It's exactly what you just did.
It's not. My one's funny because...
Yours was not funny.
Oh my gosh,
yours,
whatever.
Yours
you
just
clearly
wasn't
don't
funny.
Know about comedy, okay?
Clearly you
do we
don't
Do we
need
either. To go and talk to your comedian friend, do we?
Yeah, I think he would agree with me that you are not funny.
That's not what we're discussing. I would agree with you that I'm not funny. Oh!
Yeah, that's one. That's
fucking,
one. Yeah.
Fucking 58, don't want to be late, so he goes through the red light. Where are we?
We've got office fans.
Bus count.
Do our office fans want to come on the show?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think they would. What about these buses? Because these are... I think I caught one of these ones.
Oh, these
day.
Are like weird white ones. Oh, there's like two in a row.
Yeah, double white.
I don't know. And then a
also,
double decker.
Do some of our buses, like, are they different lengths? Because, like, I got on a bus.
Yes.
I get on a bus occasionally, and I'm like, how was there, like, only 10 seats on here? I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, where is the space
yes.
taken up by? Okay.
Yes. So, I've been seeing a few documents over my time, and yes, there are 3 different types of buses. There's, like, a short, a long, and a double decker.
Okay, yes, because the short one...
I think it's they like call them SV, LV, and DV or DD, maybe.
Of course, I'll remember that. I'll remember that now that I know. Yeah. When I get on one, I'm just like, I don't understand like what's happening. Because there's a lot of standing room on them. Because it looks like they got rid of seats to get more standing
it's
room.
There's a lot of standing room.
Yeah, as in, it looks like they removed a lot of seats to fit standing room, you know. I mean, not as much as they might try and claim to you.
We'll get on to standing room in a bit, actually, because there was a catastrophe the other day.
I'm expecting it to be a real catastrophe. I don't want to be like, a catastrophe. Someone almost fell over.
It's not about buses, but it's about trains.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we start? Because I got a spoiler for you. Do you see what's in the tech news lane?
I can't actually. It's covered by a dirty rag.
A dirty rag. That is our official cleaning rag, okay?
It's so gross.
It's the official cleaning rag.
Look how many colors it has on it.
It's got 3. Or 4, I guess. Blue, black, green, red. Only got 4 different colors, and every combination those 4 colors can make. I guess that's a lot.
Yeah, it looks pretty gross. So, what was in the tech lane?
Nothing. Cool. That's the thing. I don't think there was any tech news this week. There was a lot of almost tech news, right? There was like someone got bombed for hacking in Palestine or Israel. What else was there?
We There's only had like one. I thought we had more than one.
I've only seen one.
I'm just going to shift that.
Oh, look what you've fucking done, mate. It's LSD town up in here. Oh, Jesus. The walls are melting, mate. Fix that up.
How many cameras do we have?
One camera? Oh, do you mean good camera, shit camera? Because we had
right. We had
dual camera set up for a while, yeah.
Oh, and one of those cameras is holding up this camera.
That's right, that's right. We're using a camera to hold the other camera.
And the other one is used for the machine.
Was used for the machine.
No, it's still being used for the machine. Remember, I started it back up because that NZTA guy was interested in the stats.
Oh, yeah, have you been triaging?
Oh, like really slowly. Like, yeah. I don't really want to do it too much.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort and it's just like,
it'll do my head in again.
Got to do the crowdsourcing one.
Yeah, I could do that. I don't know. Maybe next time I have a bit of a time.
Yeah. Did you ever get Mario finished?
Nah, I gave up on him. He's paused on my computer. Always, well, not like paused. Background suspended.
I keep thinking of new projects to do, and like I'm at the moment. I'm like, I just keep flicking between them, being like, I should do this, I should do this, I should do this, and yeah. I haven't like sat down and actually done one for a while.
I'm like that all the time.
Doesn't this kind of look like two eyes? Like, because the 10 kind of looks like an eyeball, and he's like, like a big smiley face there would make him like, I could taste the blood.
We could do this.
Yeah, the wheels of the bus kind of look like eyes. For those who are listening or watching.
So anyway, no tech news.
Does
that mean we just need to go all bus?
Bus and transport. I guess if anyone has tech news like that. Yeah,
there's not that much bus news either.
All right, well, it might be a short show today then. We managed to talk shit for 13 minutes, so.
Yeah, we normally do. We normally don't actually start doing news until like at least 20 minutes.
That's good. That's how it should be. That's how you know it's a good podcast, right?
My mate did tell me once that we should make more of a plan before we start.
I mean, that's one way of doing it.
He pays us money.
Does he? But he doesn't pay enough to drive the bus, does he? Right? Because we
not enough to drive the bus.
We have a reward tier.
He pays to like watch the bus from afar. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. If he pays more, he can be a passenger in the bus.
Yeah, and then he gets his name. Oh, speaking of, thanks for our new passenger, EC0.
Yep, yep. Thank you, EC0.
I think you'll be on the credits at the end, but yeah, thanks for sponsoring us on Patreon.
Yep. You know,
if anyone else wants to sponsor on Patreon, just go to patreon.com.
Well, here's the thing.
The bus factor.
Let's say they did that. How are we going to cash out? Because we're currently being investigated.
Yeah, I know, right?
For like fraud on Patreon or something.
We have never taken any money out.
Yeah, we've never taken any money out. It just sits in there, and they're like, "We're investigating you for suspicious things." I'm like, "What?
They
what
didn't
are we
tell
suspicious?
Us, so we only noticed because I went in to see how much money we have.
Went in to cash out, and it's like you're suspicious." We're like, what'd we do? And it's like, we can't tell you.
Yeah.
You're just suspicious.
Oh, it's going to be a pain trying to email them from that email.
Oh, yeah. That is always annoying. Oh, we'll just like contact them through the website. There'll be like a way to do it, right?
Yeah, surely.
Or we can just do it with another email and be like, just trust us, bro. And they'll probably be like, yeah, this is why we think you're suspicious.
We could just sign up for like thebusfactor@gmail.com and...
But that's even more suspicious because then it'll look like we're fishing to try and steal money. Hey, yeah, I know this isn't the email we signed up for, but like, just trust us. We're the same people. Can you give us all the money, please?
Yeah, that's how it works. Anyway, so transport.
This beer's not that good. I thought it was going to be
better.
You got
a warm one. I don't know why you got a warm one.
Well
I've had that one before, I think.
You know why I got a warm one? It's because I reached in and was like, all these beers feel warm. Yeah, it's probably fine. Maybe I'm just like not feeling properly.
There's a couple of good ones. You could chuck some in the freezer.
Yeah.
Did you
like this one? This one, for those who aren't currently staring, it's called a Steen Bruges, Belgian Abbey beer. A blonde blondie.
Brugge.
Brugge, okay.
Bruges.
A blonde blondie. Blonde blondie.
Blonde.
6.5%, and it's enriched with spices. But it doesn't taste like most Belgian beer I've had.
That's because it's warm. You literally got the warmest beer you could possibly get.
That's not true. That's not even close to being true. But it still doesn't taste like most Belgian beer I've had, regardless of the temperature.
All right. Anyway, have you ever caught a train?
Yes. Had to think about it, but yes. Not in Wellington.
Not in Wellington?
Yeah.
All right. I used to catch them all the time in Wellington. I caught one Wednesday, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah,
I caught a train, and I was like, cool, I'm catching a train. And I was like super excited because I hadn't caught a train in ages.
Oh my god, you fucking train nerd.
Well, they're trains. Do you know one day I rode 4 different types of trains? There's one.
And mate, green.
Yeah, I had a coal train, then a children's playground train.
Oh, I have heard the story, yeah. Only 2 so far.
Diesel train, then electric train. And then I got home and I was like, man, I'm fucking tired. Because I started at 6 in the morning and got home at like midnight. If I caught the steam train home, I just would have been like 1 a.m. maybe.
Yeah.
We like bet it back by like going the long way around. But anyway, so I caught this train out.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Cool.
The next day, the entire train system just fell apart.
Yeah. So
just
I saw
fell
the message.
Apart.
Someone was just like, oh, every train from here is running and there's no replacements. I was like, what?
Yeah. Just all the trains on the Hutt Valley line.
Just no more.
Just no Sorry, more. Mate. No more. And no bus replacements because we can't find any. They said they couldn't find any buses to replace it.
Not bus drivers.
Yeah, not bus drivers.
They could have meant buses and bus drivers. Oh, God. Did we engage LSD mode again? No, it's okay. I thought it was like glitching out a little bit.
But yeah, the fucking comments on Twitter were amazing because they were like, yeah, we just suggest people drive.
Not really an option for a lot of people, is it?
Yeah, and then after they realized that's not an option, they were like, oh, okay, you can use your train tickets on buses. And then the lines for the buses were like an hour long.
Yeah,
something.
I can imagine, yeah.
I think the funniest thing I found was, so there's also the Wairarapa line, which comes all the way from Marsden.
Yep.
And it's like, nice, comfy thing. Different style train. That wouldn't let on any passengers because you're not allowed to stand on that train. Even though, like, you could. And, like, in a time where you literally have no other trains, hey, maybe, like, you could just this once.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, is it... Wait, what's the reason? Is it basically because they pay more money, so therefore they give them a better experience? Or is it a safety thing?
The reason was it is a different configuration than the normal trains, and you can't stand on them.
Okay, but they didn't say safety. They were just kind of like, nah. Yeah, rich people get better trains.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But like also no bus replacements, which is interesting because another story I have, which I could just like lead into because
we've got nothing.
Which is I think Stuff called it the Sunday Apocalypse.
Okay, it's a dumb name.
It's a dumb name. But basically, not last Sunday, but
they
could have
been
Sunday
really insensitive
before.
And called it like Bloody Sunday or something.
Oh my god!
Like Black Sunday, it just like made light of all these tragedies. Yeah.
But yeah, so a couple of Sundays ago, roughly like
okay.
I think it's over. Roughly like 90% of all buses that were meant to run on the Sunday.
Was that 90% of all, or just 90% of one like companies?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it might have been just one operator.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. I think it was... There were like 60 cancellations just on Sunday.
Which is a lot. Sunday already has very few buses.
Like, shit all traffic. You don't have to have, like, the peak time or anything.
Yeah,
or
don't really need double-deckers.
There's just no reason for, like, there to be any shortage at all.
I came into work on Sunday one weekend. I can't remember if I Ubered or not. I think I might have because it was raining. And when it, like, the bus stop by my house has no shelter. So I'm just kind of like...
There's a new shelter just down the road, right next to just a... building shelter canopy thing.
Okay, so there's no need for the shelter? It's just it's just like, why didn't you put
there's
that?
A shelter out in Island Bay that has just been repainted.
Oh, the one that's not
but it's
anymore?
Not actually a bus stop anymore.
I know. That was really was like, what the fuck? I can see how it happened. Someone has a contract to paint bus shelters. They're told not to paint it. They painted it.
Someone actually said it's actually kind of good that they're still maintaining it, which is...
Is it?
As a purpose for a shelter, it's good.
Okay, but like I would say yes if they already had all the other bus shelters.
Yeah,
done.
Like maybe do the other bus shelters first.
Yeah, and then be like, hey, what about some more shelter?
But yeah, I like how our work has like an awning type thing.
Wellington awnings are shitty though, right? They're leaky as fuck.
Yeah, they are pretty leaky. But yeah, like just down the road, there's an awning which people wait under for the bus. And now they've just made a bus shelter just
outside. Wait, which direction are you talking about?
Down that way. Up. Do you know the Shamrock?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Between Dixon and Guzney.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they're just building a new thing there. I was like, oh, weird.
Did you know that there's no awnings that way now? So the way, oh,
yeah,
fucking,
they're redoing.
That bus just went through a red light. And anyway, that's the direction I'm talking about.
I am surprised.
That he went through a red light? Yeah. Or, yeah, I know, right? What are the chances of a bus going through a red light?
Anyway, sir. Sunday.
Yep.
What did I say? Like 60 buses got cancelled.
60, you said, yeah.
Might be less, might be more. Anyway, so we've talked a lot about the NZ bus debacle, where like they're the ones that are cancelling buses like the most often.
Are they? I thought it was Transurban who was doing that. I lose track.
Nah, it's NZ bus, so that's the one to Karori and
I think they're the smallest now, right?
They were always the smallest since July.
Since July, yes. Yeah,
but before July, they were the biggest or the only.
There was
the biggest, like 99% or something. But so NZ Bus has been the ones cancelling buses all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now this Sunday, they cancelled 60 buses. And 90% of those cancellations, I think the 60 is wrong. So like, the 60's wrong. It was a big number, but
yeah.
90% of them were not NZ Bus. They were Transurban.
Oh, okay. Oh, fucking another one.
Which people were like, why? Like,
oh, but hang on. Was it Sunday when they had bus replacements on one of the lines and they were all staffed by Transurban buses?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That is why I was kind of alluding to that before.
Because, I bet you get paid real good money to
be... Yeah, Transurban gets paid a lot more for bus replacements than just general routes. So what they do is, like, fucking so immoral, I think, is they just cancel the normal buses.
Yeah.
And then, oh, we'll just replace trains all today.
Give them money. Bam. Is it immoral? I think it's as more immoral as anything else under capitalism. Like, you can't blame them. You know, they don't get punished for doing it, and they make money. And if I was an investor in the company,
they do get punished, but really, we just don't know how
much. What's the punishment?
So far, I think it's just wet bus tickets. That's the going rate.
Wet bus tickets?
That's what people are saying.
I don't get it.
You just get a wet piece of paper. It's like a bus ticket's not worth much.
Okay.
So imagine a bus ticket that's been left in the rain.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. They just have to. Like, they basically don't have to pay much.
They don't have to pay much.
You're clearly not getting this, so I'm just going to stop explaining.
Sorry, yeah.
I have to say I've never tried to explain that before, but that's what people are saying. Like, it's shittle. Oh, and it's like real hush-hush, like, oh.
Well, they don't want to share the number, right?
And, like, someone didn't know I am, like, what are the reasons for the secrecy? And then they, like, replied with even more secrecy.
Yeah, they're like, no, we can't tell you that. Commercially sensitive. But I think someone has basically said, like, look, if we keep fighting them, eventually they'll just go out of business. But I'm kind of like, maybe they fucking should. Like, if you lied to get your way into this position, if you conducted unethical business practices, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. Okay. Got a link to Slang Twitter. Okay, where's the... Oh, that's the chat, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Interact. Sorry, it's not super easy for us to look at links sometimes.
Oh, don't click on it.
Oh, is it going to...
I think it'll... Huh. Oh, maybe just click on it. And
can I copy it?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah? Okay, you can see us copying it. Okay, Control-C. And then
it
go
might
here.
Work.
Open up Chrome. This might
Open up Chrome.
Don't click lol. It's because I thought it might have like reloaded the chat window.
I thought the chat window would turn into a Twitter.
Oh my god, this is a piece of shit.
Oh my
laptop.
God, is that Chrome?
It hasn't finished loading yet.
Oh, I might not have pasted. Oh, you need to interact again and did it do it? All right, it did it. Now interact with the other one because it still shows us highlighting.
Oh, okay. Interact.
Oh no, you got to click on it lots. Yeah, that one. Cool,
interact.
Cool. Well done. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi. Hey, so I saw a funny joke on Reddit the other day. A slap on the wrist with a boost button. Oh, okay. A slap on the wrist With a bit, okay, you didn't say the slap on the wrist part, dude.
Neither did any of the news.
Well, this one here says a slap on the wrist with the best wet sticker is, okay, that one makes sense. I know what a slap on the wrist with the best wet bus sticker is. Okay, thank you. Thank you, TPP Wholesale Sucks. No, no, it was worth it. It was worth it. Definitely worth it.
Sometimes Stephen just needs like a little help with life.
You didn't tell me the right expression. You like they. What was their fine? It was a wet bus ticket. You didn't tell me
that was what the fine was. That's what people have alluded the fine being.
No, the fine they was did not a slap on a.
They did not say a slap on a wrist.
Well, maybe they should have.
They. It's stuff we're talking about.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you just might be wrong. It's possible.
Well,
look at that taxi. Just hoons through a red light.
Yeah, anyway.
New clips for the next Bus Factor theme song. Okay, what are the stories? You know, we have nothing written up there. I see our reporter sent some through.
Yeah, did I finish that one? Yeah, so
they replaced them with trains.
Yeah, they replaced trains, and like Transit decided they wouldn't do a public transport, they would just do trains instead. Which
I mean, that is public transport, just not.
Oh, yeah.
Not the public transport they said they'd do.
Yeah. Which, like, if they're doing it for a capitalist thing,
yeah,
we can make some kind of high level thought patterns here.
Okay.
So, we don't know how much they're fined for cancelling services.
We can surmise it's probably low, but yeah.
We can surmise it's probably lower than the additional stuff they get from replacing trains.
Yeah, as in they make more money by replacing trains, yeah.
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 Even with the penalisation.
Even with the penalty, yeah. No, I agree, yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it, right?
Which is, like, crazy like, low.
Maybe
right?
They shouldn't. Maybe they shouldn't have such a low.
Like, I could cancel this route and do this route instead and get more slightly more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even with a penalty, which, like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you, buddy.
Anyway, but yeah, that was that.
I'm not saying someone should do it, but if someone did hack into one of these companies and release all their emails, that'd be real interesting to look at.
Yeah. All right, other news.
What's up, Chronic? Or Chronicida, sorry.
Oh, hey. So, some place in the States, I think. I should have loaded this up for thing.
Oh, really? Really? You should have... Yeah. Every fucking episode, Hugh. Every episode.
Look what I did last episode. I put up this one.
Oh, that's true.
Look at that.
Oh, like our audio is working now this time.
Yeah, because we did that,
fix that
live during the show.
No, you do, Chronic.
That's really harsh.
Hey,
I'm actually going to just curl up in a ball and cry.
Did you know that...
I'm curling up on a ball. Stephen described me curling up on a ball.
He's like really bad at it. He's too big now. He can't get in the fetal position properly. He's like, legs are too big. Hey, you know what I found out the other day?
What's that?
One of the reasons that Stalin is being perceived so admirably over the last 10 years or so is because there's like been a bunch of like Russian state-sponsored activity promoting Stalin, like being like, oh, he didn't do too bad. Oh, he was doing it for a good reason.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly one of the reasons that over the last 10 years, people keep being like, oh, it's Stalin isn't that bad. How weird is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty
it's interesting. anyway, so in the States.
Yep.
I think this was a school bus.
Okay.
Now.
One of the yellow ones.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, so some student was like getting off the bus, and like when they get off the bus, you know how when we stop on our buses, we pull over to the side of the road?
Depends. It really depends. Often the buses will just stop in the middle of the road and be like, can't fit there. Right?
We try and get as close to the side of the road as possible.
Yeah.
In general, you are stepping off onto the footpath or parked cars.
I'm not going to say so, because often the buses I go on, they pull in the front and don't have time. So you often end up stepping off, especially you notice that a lot when like old people get off.
Yeah.
And like they go to get off and they can't step onto the footpath. So they just like fucking drop down a meter when they try to get off the bus.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But so
they try
still,
to, but they do a bad job.
To the road, right?
To the road, yes.
Yeah. But not to like a lane of traffic coming past?
Generally not to a lane of traffic.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
This bus, they stopped. It kind of reminded me of trams in Melbourne that have like...
Oh, when they're like the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, that light just turned on. A street light.
Oh, right. Oh, man. One was being, like, real flicky outside our house.
Yeah.
It was real weird.
But you can't see it from your bedroom at least, right?
Nah.
Yeah.
God, like, I would just fucking climb up and dismantle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Because we can't see streetlights from our bedroom, but our lounge and our study you can. So, like, I don't know. I always keep the curtains closed because I'm like, I don't want people fucking staring at me while I'm, like, on my computer.
Yeah.
They're programming, look up, and there's, like, three people outside. I'm like, Jesus, fuck out of here.
Anyway, so this, what was I talking about?
School bus.
School bus. Open. So the school bus, it just basically stops in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And cars are meant to stop, from what I gather.
Yes,
and
you there's get a lore off, about it, yeah.
Yeah, and you get off into the lane and then you get off. A car was not stopping and the driver, like, literally reached out and grabbed the student's, like, jacket.
Oh, to stop
and
him.
To like, stop them pulling out. And, like, everyone on the bus was like, whoa, that was a fucking good save.
Damn.
But, like, damn, fucking, I don't know, like.
Yeah, so in America, it's illegal to overtake a stopped bus. Did you know that? School bus, specifically.
There's actually been a thing in New Zealand recently where, like, campaigning. In New Zealand, you stop school bus, you have to go 20k an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No matter what the speed limit was, so it could be 100, you have to go 20.
Yeah.
If it's a stop school bus and a school zone, I think it's meant to be like 40, but
I'm not entirely sure what the point of that is, to be honest.
It's because kids don't know road.
But a kid isn't going to... Okay.
A kid might walk out onto the footpath and then just run across the road. A kid just...
It is a flicky boy. That light's a flicky boy. That one right there.
I can't see because of the...
That one right there. The one closest to us is fucking a flicky boy.
He's yeah,
like,
I was looking too far down and seeing that light.
Yeah, because there is the reflection. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, okay, but to be a...
He could do that anytime. But yeah, anyway.
Besides,
this
just
isn't overtaking a bus anyway. This is undertaking a bus.
Undertaking a bus at high speed. Just being like, fuck
and just
it.
Fucking taking out people. I just... Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand people.
It seems like unsafe. Like, if I was driving a bus, I think I'd just pull over into the leftmost lane or rightmost in this
case.
Yeah,
I would just do that and just be like, fuck it. This is the safest thing.
Yeah, like, and you can, like, because our buses, like, pull across the road like crazy, right? They don't give a shit. They're like, I'm pulling out.
Oh, yeah. I suppose the other news to our story of school bus lanes.
Yeah.
Transit bus drivers were actually part of the campaign to make people slow down.
What? Elaborate? I don't know what you're talking about.
So, cops were standing on the side of the road with signs being like, stationary school bus ahead. So, like, you have to slow down to 20.
How did they know where they were?
I literally just said this.
I knew that, but how were they? What, you said they just slowed down to
20. There's a school.
Yeah.
There's a stop where a bus will just always stop at that same stop every time.
For 10 seconds and then carry on.
For as long as it takes for an entire bus full of school children to get off. So maybe like
wait, hang on. They get it off there? Oh, okay. Hang on. This is like in the morning.
Oh, my God. Okay. They might be getting on. They might be getting off.
Okay.
I don't know how to deal with you sometimes.
You're being very ambiguous. You're like, people have to slow down to 20 k's per hour. And I'm like, yes. And then
remember,
you're like, there were policemen with a sign. And I'm like, where did you take this from?
Remember when you went to school? Did you ever catch a bus?
Yeah, all the time.
Right, when you caught a bus, how long did it take for everyone to get on the bus?
Depends.
Was it five seconds?
So I will say, normally, when that happened, they weren't parked on the road. They were like in the school. Like I don't think we caught any buses from the road.
All right.
Not school buses, public buses.
All right, that's fair. How long would it take you to load anyway?
Like, how old are the school children? And what are they going to do? Because, for
example, we're
going to the movies fast. We're going to sports day less fast.
Let's call them like five.
5 year olds.
Yep.
I would definitely not load them onto the road. I'd be like, let's pull the bus into the school.
All right, let's call them seven.
Seven. I don't know. I don't know how fast 7 year olds run.
Well, you said 5 seconds before. Do you think that's still accurate?
Well, it depends. So I thought you were actually talking about like letting a few kids off and then carrying on.
Nah, this is like actual like school buses. But anyway, so there are set stops at schools where people get on and off buses.
Yeah, gotcha.
And that's where they're campaigning, and cops were part of it, and transit bus drivers.
Gotcha. Weird. I don't know.
Maybe that's why they couldn't drive on Sunday.
Oh, I see. Was it on a Sunday, was it? Because there's a lot of school buses then.
It's also they're like rural drivers, so they like probably don't even know much about the debacles that happened in like little old Wellington. Because
I mean, they probably have heard of them.
Wire
made the news. It made international news, buddy.
Oh, man. All right, I think I got one more.
Okay, and then we can probably wrap it up for the day.
Yeah, one more.
We check out our bus factor setup. Oh, it's really hard. Okay.
You heard of...
I would never try to stop someone pulling out. Me either, bro. Me either. You like it when school kids get off. Yep. You dirty boy, Cormac. You
probably just click on that.
No, we can't. We tried it, remember?
Clear it first, mate. Just click anywhere, not the X. Not the... You're a fucking dick. You closed Chrome. Now it's going to fucking take 10 years to open. Anyway, have you heard of Birkenhead Transport?
Oh, sorry. Have I heard of them?
Yeah.
A New Zealand company?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Birkenhead.
Up,
no.
Up in Auckland. From next Monday.
Oh, it was one of those who wasn't allowed on a bus in Christchurch recently. Like a Birkenhead person?
No, you're just being like incredibly racist.
Okay, we're looking at your setup. 1, 2, 3, 4 screens with the laptop. That's a lot of laptops. You got 3 laptops there. This is 2 people. Oh my god, that's Chronic and Swally's desk, isn't it? You two are sharing a desk together. Fucking, you guys got shitty mice, by the way. Water bottle looks okay. Shitty mice.
Oh, that mug doesn't look good.
And your camera is real shitty. Like, what the fuck did you take this on? A fucking potato? Like, look at it. Jesus, mate. Pathetic. Yeah, we gotta hold hands, bro. Yeah, I know how it is. Sometimes you gotta pee break and everything. Me A1 bro. That's one of the like budget ones. You know, it literally would have like fucking vanished in
only because he was talking so much.
Yeah, wow, isn't it?
But it was there for a long
time.
Get a
Pixel 3. Stop buying all this fucking Xiaomi shit.
Anyway, so Birkenhead Transport.
Okay.
It's an Auckland company.
Okay.
Not racist at all. That I know of.
Okay.
You might be. Racist. I'm having
How is it
thought.
Racist to make a pun? A pun's racist inherently?
Anyway, they have been bought out by Ritchie's Transport.
Oh, I have heard of Ritchie's, yeah.
Yeah, Ritchie's is like pretty big. So Birkenhead was like one of the smaller companies. So like when the government made the like, hey, anyone can be a bus company.
Did it not used to be like that? I don't know about the history of buses, so.
You've been on the bus factor, though.
We've never talked about it.
We have literally talked about the government putting in the new changes.
Anyone can be a bus company.
Yeah, the PTOM. Anyone can run a bus company and lowest tender first.
You're talking about the okay. I knew it was about lowest tender first. Yeah. I knew about that part of it. I didn't know that.
Anyone could have been a bus company beforehand, but now it's a lot easier for anyone to be a bus company.
To win a contract, yeah. Right. Hang on. So anyone could be a bus... So, you lied to me. You just said the changes.
Jesus, you're being difficult today.
You're lying to
me.
You
were being difficult the other day as well. You've had a rough week.
I just think it's important to be precise.
All right, so anyone could have been a bus company no matter when in history.
Can I be a bus company?
After the PTOM,
we can be our bus company.
It was easier for a bus company to become successful.
To win a contract, yep. I got you.
And then become successful. Yep. So that's kind of what happened with Birkenhead Transport. And now that's been bought out by Ritchie's. Yep. And that might happen to the bus factor company.
Oh, yes, yes.
If we ever do that.
The venture.
Which we can't get our Patreon money out, so I just don't
Plus,
know.
We looked it up. We need a little bit more than $600, $700,
$850. Cronic, are you giving us $150?
No, that's how much his phone costs.
But he could, instead of, don't get a new phone. Don't get a
that's
new
true.
Phone.
That's true. Sell
just,
your phone.
Just give it to us
give
instead.
Give us $150. If you Whoa. Sell one of your phones a week consistently, you'll be able to afford a lot of Patreon
So
don't you two work for like a shitty corporate now? Like surely you have like money you can give to sponsors like information security related endeavors. But I'd appreciate $500 a week from your piece of shit company. Thank you. Okay, are we about done for the week, for the hour?
Yeah, I think so. Right, should we call it?
Yeah, I can't believe there's no tech news this week. Like I just
well, you could have looked a bit harder.
I looked. I couldn't. I don't think there was any.
I looked.
Yeah? What'd you find?
Nothing.
Yeah, fucking isn't it?
But I looked hard. You didn't.
Here's the thing. I keep my ears to the Twitter sphere all week. Okay. I guess we're done for today then. We'll see everyone next week. Oh, wait. Before we go, who won? You won.
Oh, oh my God, we only had four.
We had four. So TPP was 10, I did 8, and you did 7? Or maybe I did 9.
Do you remember the extent you went to a joke earlier in the show?
Yeah, the 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, well, it was actually 6, 7, and then you made a joke out of 6 and 7, but it's meant to be 7, 8, 9.
Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
That's not a joke. It's because 7 had like some weird sexual fantasy that like did something different.
Well, it's not scary to have a sexual fantasy, dude. Okay, to have a scary sexual. That's not you. You fucking.
I think he was just afraid, or she was just afraid that
she. Whoa! Did you just gender the shit out of 6?
7, oh my actually, god, 7.
Yeah, what 7 was the one with the sex issue? Oh my god! You know, you disgust me, and you call me a racist. Look, I think we're done for this week, but. The shit we put up with. Okay. Bye.
Hit like and subscribe.
Hit like and subscribe.
Hit us up on Patreon.
I expect some money.
Yeah.
Okay. Catch ya.
Libus Vector. Oh yeah.